Kevin, it appeared to be a little touch and go at times. Good game overall, and I'm sure you have to like the 58 shots at the net, but maybe walk us through the first period. You get 15 shots on goal, but you find yourself in a 1-0 hole after the 7-minute power play. Were you a fan of, I'm sure you're not a fan of the call, but the play that Charleston made to go in there and protect a teammate after a missed call?
Yeah, I mean, definitely you want to protect your teammate, especially on a hit like that. I mean, was it a 7-minute power play? Maybe a 5-minute power play because the other guy didn't drop his gloves, but I thought there should have been a penalty on them for maybe a hit to the head. But, you know, we're not going to get mad at Littrell for sticking up for his teammates. That's what we want to do. It's unfortunate that they got a 7-minute power play and they scored on it.
You guys continue the flow of momentum in the second period, but again, the Eagles, against that flow, are able to take a 2-0 lead on an outstanding play by Jeffrey Stewart. At that point, you look up and down the bench, what was the morale like being down by two, despite probably deserving to be either tied or ahead?
I think there was definitely some frustrations. I mean, but, you know, Surrey scored two nice goals, you know, a high deflection in the slot and a really nice shot by their guy in the second period. But, you know, I think we knew we were carrying the play in the game. I think we knew that it was going to come if we kept going. So, you know, good for our guys to not kind of give up and kind of go the way it has been going definitely the last six games. So, you know, we stuck with it and we ended up tying it up, and good for us.
Mark talked about trying to maybe simplify the power play that, you know, took a lot of passes, not a lot of shots the last couple of games, but you get a power play goal. Colton McCarthy's now got 9 power play goals out of his 19, exactly where he scored it. How important and how crucial was it for the team to get that power play goal and the way it was scored as well?
I think it was huge. I mean, other than that, I don't think our power play had much tonight besides Mac Ferner on the back door. But, you know, good for Ollie. He had a good game. He was getting a lot of pucks to the net, and fortunately, you know, Colton was there as always, and he banged it in.
A little over a minute later, you find yourself shorthanded. But again, much like the power play goal, a shot with traffic in front, Sacco puts it home. He's got his last two goals are shorthanded. We called it the turning point up here to get that goal shortly after you get the first goal, and now you're tied late in the period.
Yeah, I think that was huge for us. Kind of gave us a bit of breath there. I know on the bench I was definitely holding my breath at times, just, you know, definitely nervous. I mean, we obviously know what we're fighting for, and we know the way the last six games have gone, and not in our favor and not well at all. So, you know, it doesn't matter that we were playing the team in the lowest in the standings in the league, but, you know, we definitely were fighting it tonight a little bit. But, you know, that comes with territory. Obviously, we know what we're fighting for, and it hasn't gone our way. So the doubt is in the back of your head. And, you know, I thought we had a couple of glorious chances tonight that if we're rolling and you have confidence, those are in the back of the net. But, you know, credit to their goalie. He played a phenomenal game tonight.
Odin Tufto gets the game winner, 3-on-3 overtime on the bench. Just relief that you were able to get that 2 points. Is that a fair assessment?
Big time. Yeah, you could say that amongst other words. But, yeah. ones that I can't use on air, but yeah, it was a relief. I mean, it's a heck of a play by a heck of a player, and there's no wonder he's up for Rookie of the Year in our division.
You've been through games before where you've run into hot goaltending. It almost seemed like it was one of these nights where maybe the Eagles goaltending was going to be able to steal one. I mean, what was the mindset on the bench as they continued to keep putting up shots? They're just a little shy of 60.
Yeah, I mean, I think normally when you run into a hot goalie, you're just shooting the puck a lot from the outside, and he's making the first save, and then they're out of the zone. You know, the two goals that we scored at the beginning of the game or in regulation were two kind of greasy goals, rebounds with traffic in front. And that, I think that's the way you got to do it to beat a hot goalie, is just get in his face and keep banging at the puck and they'll go in.
You've put yourself back in the driver's seat coming up on the arguably the biggest weekend of the series, final one. You've got Wenatchee at home and then in trail. What's the mindset? How do you prepare for the final weekend of the regular season?
You know, I think we're going to tweak a little bit, you know, the next couple of days in practice. But, you know, I'm kind of glad we're facing Wenatchee on Friday. That's a team that we've played hard against all year. You know, we had a good game at the Showcase and then a really hard-fought overtime win again down in Wenatchee. So, you know, I think our team is excited to play them. It's you don't want to have an easy game to get into playoffs. You want to make it hard, and I think we're up for the challenge.
Kevin Gross, thanks for your time.
Thank you.